I think in terms of photography, anything that's sort of structural, people will assign attributes to. Something that looks like it's a vertical pole might be a tree or might be a post or a lamppost or something. And so that they will begin to assign those impressions of something vertical with what they see, they want to see. They want to see that it's a post or a tree or a something, and that's what they assign to it. I think if the elements are more ambiguous, say it's just some kind of a horizontal light shape or a horizontal dark shape, it leaves them a little confused. And sometimes if they're willing to actually sit for 2 or 3 minutes, they can actually find that there are more details in the image that allows them certain clues as to, oh, I see it as kind of just a landscape and there's the trees out there on the side, or oh, it's... And so that they begin to assign, based on, like, broader shapes, what they recognize those shapes to mean. I think it's visual and cognitive. I think some of it draws upon their own personal memories of having been in similar situations or similar places. Some of the places I photograph are, say, the beach or the fields or in the mountains or something like that, so that anybody who's been on sort of a vacation can kind of find a shape or a place or a memory to kind of connect to. So they see a visual shape that connects with a memory, a cognitive memory.